Thank God for understanding. When I heard it, what I heard was not what most people will hear. When I read that scripture, what it just said to me in simple terms is, go wherever you have to go. Do whatever I commissioned you to do. Don't worry about money. That was what was in my head. So then I was living in Lagos, working in Lagos. I said, well, I was coming to Enugu. He said, money is in Lagos. And I was looking, I said, no, money is in the Bible. Money is in the promise of God. And I'm adding to it today. Money is there when you are in your land of promise. If you're in your land of promise, famine cannot make you go broke. You hear what I said? Famine cannot make you go broke. That was why God had to pull the ears of Isaac. Where are you running to? You're running to Egypt. Because of famine. Sow in that land. Once you identify your land of promise, brethren, sow in it too. I don't know what I heard I said. Once you are able to identify your land of promise, sow in it. I said to you, land of promise can be physical, geographical. You get my point. But this is physical geography. God can say to you simply, all this is your struggle. If you like struggle from now to tomorrow, as long as you believe that if I'm not in Port Harcourt, there's no breakthrough. That's it. You're struggling. You know, oh God, may God not stand in your path. Your donkey could jam wall. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? If God stands in your front, your donkey will be jamming wall. And once your donkey is jamming wall recklessly, don't fight. Wait, ask the donkey, are you seeing things I can't see? Ask the donkey simply, oh boy, are you seeing things I'm not seeing? No, it's very important though. All these deliverance people, that's why they cause confusion. It says your enemy is not your enemy. No, listen. Your enemies cannot be strong. Eh? If you're in the will of God for your life. If they are strong, and I was reading Isaka this morning. I said, look, that number 23. Balaam said it simply, how can I curse the person that God hasn't first cursed? How can your enemy triumph over you if God is not angry with you? You are getting the point. You are getting the point. So, you see, forget the enemies. If your donkey is running anyhow, wait, you go and pray. Am I sure I'm facing the land of my promise? I'm just trying to do what everybody says works. Listen, I said to you before. Listen, let me quickly drop this one again. Ishmael is also blessed to an extent. True of us. If you follow Ishmael, you may get confused. If you get up and everybody says that, look, this is your business, just abandon this one. Carry your body, get American visa, and go to America, and then start another thing. This is the interesting part. You may get it. You go there. You will start making some money, which when you convert it to Naira, is bigger than the money you used to have before. That is not proof. That is not proof that you are doing what is right. Because when Jacob first went to the house of Laban, Esau prospered more than him. In case you do not know, when he was returning, the things that Jacob was using to try and give him and say, don't be angry. He looked at it like nah, smart. You know that kind of thing? Nah, smart thing. Like, that is a small thing. Small thing. Don't worry about it. He had much more than that. He had much more than that. Ishmael grew before Isaac. You know that? He was born before Isaac. He was a big boy when Isaac was still a toddler. And that is what causes confusion, all right, in the hearts of many people. They think because I have changed course and then doors open suddenly, it means that I must be doing what is right. No, it doesn't always follow. Ishmael also has a degree of blessing. But my covenant, God said, I will establish only with who? With Isaac. God knows, one of the things he taught me in life, I have never enjoyed what everybody is doing. When I wanted to do ministry the way I do it today, that you all know, I won't lie to you, I did not know anybody, not one person that was doing it like that. I know they existed. There are some people I could take examples from, all right? But I didn't know anybody that did it the way I'm doing it today. When I decided to aggressively put our materials online for free, I got plenty counsel that it was not good. I've never enjoyed what everybody is doing. If everybody is prospering one way, that's the very way I don't want to prosper. No. It's just something in me. I just say, no. If everybody likes the same kind of car, that's the very one I don't, I just will not like. Maybe because I just knew that, listen, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many people are flowing on that one. Many people are flowing into what appears like a blessing, but it's the blessing of Ishmael. Isaac sometimes appears slow. But it's not even the magnitude of the blessing that you see in Isaac's life that we are talking about. That's not the primary thing. The primary thing is the fact that God's covenant is established with that man. And that is what we are going for. That God's grace is the one running things for you. That God is causing, even after you have gone, that is years ago, after they said, you used to be a man that lived like 100 years ago, your works are still speaking till today. Do you get the point I'm making? That's what we are talking about. Not just to succeed temporarily. Okay, no, I have to let's forget all these measures of success that men try to throw in our faces. Those things, you will enjoy them, throw them away, enjoy them, get angry with them, leave them. You know, we will buy cars, we'll be tired. After a while, we'll say, in fact, I'm tired of driving, I want to be riding a bike. After a while, you buy a bicycle. Why? You just be happy. You get my point? No, what really matters is that God's covenant is established. When I mean covenant now, that is, you do something that will change the world around you, not just cause you to prosper. That you do something that people have been blessed by it. It's not just you. Don't ever forget, this, your stomach is not going to increase in size. Or you think it will increase in size? It won't. The amount of food you are eating now, that's about all the maximum amount you'll be able to eat all your life. So God is not planning to bless you so you can eat some more. Get that point very clear. What God wants is that He wants to be known by your name. That when people are being blessed, they say, how come we are blessed? There was one man who walked with God. That's the reason why we are blessed. Please, I hope you are getting my point. So don't let the temporal, immediate prosperity of Ishmael, don't let it deceive you. And that's what Satan tries to use to deceive people. You are sitting down there. People have already gone this way. They've done this. Look at how they are making it. Is that even Ishmael has a degree of blessing. He has a degree of blessing. But we are saying that God's covenant is not established with him. What's my emphasis? Let me get back to it. So I can answer the question that I said I will answer. All these promises of God, all these promises, they are tied to you being in your land of promise. They are. I won't say your land of promise. It's not just physical land, even though that may apply. If God doesn't send you, you run away to England, and God didn't send you there, you run back from there. Even though you first Ishmaelishly, digest that word, digest it quickly so I can go on. You will first Ishmaelishly prosper for some time. Listen, let me quickly say this. Be careful of things that work rapidly. Don't be too confident as a child of God if everything is predictable. I pray you will understand that. If everything is predictable, don't be too confident. Your life must have some degrees of uncertainty. I'm telling you, I pray you digest that. I pray you digest it. So when people are trying to plot your life for you accurately, be afraid. Be afraid. You're about to birth an Ishmael. There are things you do that only make sense to you. It's important. Are you getting what I'm saying? There should be things you are doing that it only makes sense to you. You are the only one that thinks it's reasonable. Everybody thinks it's foolish. W.F. Kumi, many years ago, I listened to him. He explained that faith risks. That's what he said. That is what he was saying, in effect, that faith takes risks. Read Ben Carson's book, beautiful book, Take That Risk. He also discussed that in there. But in life, your life cannot always be predictable. There are things that you will do that if it went wrong, you will fail properly. And you are doing it only because of your understanding, which you derived from walking with God, walking with His word. Those are the points in which your life turns around to be different. Those are the points that God establishes his covenant with his Isaac. Once a friend of mine was talking to me. He was trying to leave. He's going to one European country. And that they were speaking. He said, you see, when you get there, you can plan for your children. When you get here, you can do this for your children. You can do this. Your life is there. And he was talking and talking. If it is now, and that was then. That was many years ago. If it's now, I'm not going to keep quiet too. It will keep growing. I have learned now that now I won't keep quiet. But what I was saying in my mind that time is, oh foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you to believe that Europe can give security to your children? It's foolishness. What did I call it? What did I call it? What did I call it? No country can give your children security. The only security that you and your children can have, that's the one I've given my children to. I pray for them. Don't ever forget Jabez. Jabez is one of the best examples in the Bible to follow. Just praise to God. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. You look at your children, people say, hey, you need health insurance for your children. You need college insurance. What else do you need? Life insurance. And this, the structure is there. So you carry, you know, till now, I will tell you the truth. Till now, I still laugh when people tell me they want to go and have their children abroad so they can have an American or British visa. I always find it funny. To me, it's amusing. No, I'm not joking. It's amusing. It's totally amusing to me. It makes me laugh. Kind of feeling. Have your children anywhere. If you like, have them in Kutangura, have them in Malawi, have them in Botswana, Australia, Nigeria, Ghana, Ethiopia. All the will of God. But wherever it is you have those children, the only thing, because you see, get to America, this America citizenship that you want to fight and die for. Poor people food the place boku. Ah, no, there are plenty. They are all over the place. Say, let me just give my children a chance. I don't understand. The chance my children need is my prayer. I need to lay hands on them periodically. I do it all the time. They want to go and sleep. I say, come here, come here, come. In fact, no, my children, they've learned to decipher my voice. It sounds the same whether I'm angry or whether I'm happy sometimes. But they know which one. If I say, hey, bring your head here. And if the guy don't check, say, I not commit. He will smile. And come and do like this. He knows it's a blessing. You want to go and sleep? He shall be well with you. God will keep you, bless you. His angels will watch over you. My wife just taught them one new thing. If you ask my children, I just see them next time, ask them. Say, Olubenga, how are you? It will first catch you by surprise. They don't say fine. They give you a long sentence. How does it go again? He said, it is well with me. I am growing. As I'm growing, I am increasing in stature. In favor with God and with man. Is that how they say it? So, as I'm getting older, I am getting wiser. They give me one long sentence. If I see catches me, by, like today when I arrived, when I told you went to preach in the morning, as I got back home, I just got upstairs. Hey, Davik, how are you doing? He started talking. So I paused for a moment. Then I realized that, oh, it's following what their mother taught them, which she learned from one of her friends. That's what your children need, though. So you ask my children, how are you? They'll give you one long sentence. There's nothing like fine. What do you mean by fine? They give a prophetic line. It's a prophetic line. That's what they need. That's what they need. When they are going to bed at night, bring your head. The guy will smile. Come, bend the head like this. I tap it, it's well with you. Amen. Shall be well with you. Amen. God will keep you. Amen. You will grow strong. You know, you declare. That's what they need. That way, let them be Rwandan citizens. They will prosper. You find them in Nigeria, they prosper. They go to Australia, they prosper. Anywhere they go, they prosper. The power of prosperity is conferred upon them. You can have your children anywhere, like I said, though. But for me, it cannot be because I think it will give them an opportunity. I said, till today, this is America you're talking about. You know, if you want to be a citizen, all you need to do is have enough money. You know, till today, this today, you want to be an American citizen, it's money. At the days of the Romans, you know, they told Paul, I'm a Roman citizen. I paid for this thing. So what do you mean? You just just need to just prosper plenty and carry plenty of money, go to America, invest it. They give a residency permit. I'm serious. You invest $1 million in America now, they give a residency permit. And after some years, you apply for citizenship. What am I trying to explain? All right? This is the point I'm making. Your blessing is tied to your own geography, not a human geography. It's tied to you locating the land of your own promise. If it's a physical land, stay there. Are you getting my point? It's a spiritual land, a professional land, an economic land, whatever it is, stay there. If the blessing is coming, it doesn't meet you there. When it arrives, you won't be able to participate in it. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? You say, let me ask that, answer that question and I begin to close. Now, so this is a question that we often ask. Okay, what are you saying then? How do I exactly know my own land of promise? I want to understand something. Maybe we'll develop it again next time. I want to understand something that in Christianity, it's not every time that you have an accurate description of these things. What God actually commanded, and this is what I try to explain to people, is that you remove, as it were, the obstructions. And that's where you walk. You know, I was teaching in Nsukka, and the question was on pressing towards the mark. And I explained to them again that, you know, people think about pressing towards the mark being that I press towards winning 100 million souls. I press towards preaching 10,000 messages. I said, no, that's not what you are pressing towards. The mark you are pressing towards is Christ-likeness in every area of life. I'm going to ask something. I explained to them that, listen, if you correct your spirit, your attitude, he said, take heed to your spirit, like we preached here before. If you correct your spirit, correct your attitude in every aspect of life, and you perfect them to this exact image of Christ, then that is the mark that God said you should reach. Now, this is the point. If you do that, you will naturally find yourself all the time in the center of God's will. Let me say it this way. What God wants to do is inside you. Did I hear an amen? Amen? Yes. Nobody ever begged me to preach. Yes, I'm serious. Now, why don't people do what they are called to do? That's the point I'm trying to make. It is because, you know, like Solomon said, God made men upright, but they sought out many devices. Ah, please, may God deliver us from many devices. Amen. What do I mean by that? Human beings make things that is the world sets before you as a standard, things that God said must never be a standard. Practical example, we all know, money. For many of us, if at this age you have not built your own house, you have not succeeded. People have to see that you have bought a car at this particular point in time and you've stopped buying Tokumbo at this particular, you know, it's there. You know, including those that love God and who just want to get people off their shoulders. Let me say, one day a colleague of mine said to me, we're both in the academic sector, and he said to me that now that I'm now a professor, I cannot try and do this ministry work. And I remember the day he said it. And I said to myself instantly, I said, if I talk like this, I will die young. This promise of long life will not be manifested if I talk the way this man is talking. That to do ministry work, I will first settle professorship. I work in that place, and I can assure you, there is nothing to it. Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity, is like chasing after the wind. Don't respect a man because he bears the title professor. You can manipulate yourself into that place. I work there, I know what I'm telling you. There are professors that are professorial. Yes, they are manipulated professors. Some people know this is how to become a professor. They sit down, I just want to be a professor. And since the system does not reward you for being a good doctor, the system does not reward you for being a good teacher. The system does not in any way reward you for being a good person in that environment. It just rewards you for writing papers. So you can be a useless doctor. You don't go to work. You hardly see you. You don't talk to your students. You hold yourself up in the corner and be doing all kinds of things, including telling lies. Once it gets published and you have enough of it, you're a professor. Is it a bad thing? No. It's a good thing to be a professor, amen? If you're in the academic sector, God will make you a professor, amen? But it's still vanity. Whether God makes me or not, it's still what? Vanity. If God gave you a car, is it a good thing? Can it still catch fire?
Yes.
Thank you. It is still vanity. What I'm trying to say is that now that we know it's vanity, if you have an idea that you have a calling concerning that which is eternal, how do you therefore put that one first? Then when I put vanity, I've settled vanity, and now settle down. I said, let me now pursue that which is eternal. Does that make sense? In case you're an academic, Bishop, let me just tell you now. I've told you, as a matter of fact, the system does not reward you for being good to your students. It does not. If you are the best teacher in that department. In fact, I won an award. Izujuku, you remember it? Best lecturer in pathology. The year I came, I got 2 awards. I go for promotion. I don't even put it. It's a waste of time. I don't know what I heard I said. I got 2 awards signed by the dean that this is our best lecturer in pathology. 2 areas. One, in delivering the best understood lectures. I have them, I can show them to you. And number 2, in having a good relationship with students. 2 awards. I was not promoted 1 inch for any of it. If you teach diligently, for those who are in my field, you're a medical doctor, you are in clinic all the time, you're a surgeon, you're operating all the time. In fact, one of my junior colleagues, one day told me, he said, Chief, one day when he first qualified as a consultant, he was always in theater, operating. One day, one of the senior colleagues called him and said, come. Every time I come here, I see your name, operation list. You're always operating. You continue like that, you won't go for help. The man told him straight. And he wasn't lying to him, he was telling him the truth. We have a man like that, you know who I'm talking about. He worked for years. Finally, they had to create a special professorial chair just to honor him. He has helped more patients than many other people. Now, what I'm telling that is I'm not trying to spoil the system, because what happens is that the system was created for a reason, all right? It's supposed to be show that you are into research. Do you understand? We know how to manipulate things. That's how human beings are. That's what I call a people without a spirit, all right? This is why I'm telling the story, Bishop. The temptation, therefore, is that you want to abandon many things that are good, but the system does not reward you for. Me too, I had that temptation. But one day I sat and I prayed to my God. God said, anything you do as unto the Lord. I said, simply, God, he said, follow me and I will make you. I said, Lord, even in this place, I will follow you and you will make me. Therefore, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just telling you, just to educate you. In my department, I am the only lecturer that takes the matters of students who are having academic problems on my head. They're in my office all the time. That bottle of wine you were asking me the other day, where they get it from, it's one of the girls that just finally passed. She said, sir, I wish I could bring you a car, bring you a house. She said, but sir, this is all I can afford, just to say thank you. I said, don't worry. I made a joke because she wrote a note. I said, I'll go and frame the note. You know, it was a promise I made to myself some time ago before the Lord. That whether you reward me for it or not, I will do it. If human beings lie, let them not reward me for it. I will do it. Why? It is good. It is right. And I'm doing it as unto the Lord. So you're amazed to become professor before? I don't care. You know, I don't have mates. You know, remember that? Yes, I'm just on my own. I'm on my own. I'm competing with myself. This one, I went to Nsukka. 2 people still came to greet me. Ah, I was your student, sir. Where are you now? Hey, that's my professorship. Are you getting my point? Yes, they are Christians. They heard I was coming to preach. They were excited to come and attend that this man is the one preaching today. Yes. Paul said that you are the proof of my apostleship. You are getting the point I'm making? So I decided that these are the things that matter. There's a reason why I'm explaining this. Because what happens at the world, that's what I'm talking about. And that's why I was telling you, Bishop, because you decided to go want to teach. teaching will not be rewarded, humanly speaking. In that place, they don't reward you for teaching. Yet they employed you to teach. But you don't. And listen, by the way, what you reward, you encourage. It's a principle of life. What you reward, you encourage. But I'm saying that despite the fact that people will not reward it, the system will not reward it. If it is the right thing, just do it. Because we are doing it as unto the Lord. Why I went into that is that, you see, these are the ways by which we lose our direction in life. When human beings set a standard that is not in alignment with the word of God, and we follow it. As I said about the man who told me that, now that I'm a professor, I can now do ministry work. And I said to myself, Jesus is Lord. I told my wife that time, if I think like this, widowhood for you. If I dare think like this, and I find that in a lot of times, I sit down like this, you know, inspiration will come, poof, from this side, academic. Inspiration will come, poof, from this side, ministry. Tell the academic, wait first. We got to write this sermon. I rearrange the sermon. Four pages full. I know this is good. This will bless somebody. It's a choice I made. But the reason why I can make that choice is because I have realized that some things are grass. Are you getting my point? Yes. I have, look, and Hagin said that the Lord said to him straight that you have two ministries, quite all right. You are a prophet and you're also a teacher. But you are first a prophet before you are a teacher. Therefore, you must put your prophetic ministry ahead of your teaching ministry. And he said to him straight, if you do not do that, that is, there was a time he wasn't doing it. He said, if I did not come out to deliberately correct you, you will have died at the age of 55. What I say to one, I say to all. And I said to myself, Pastor Banky, how will you love to die at the age of 55? I said, bad idea. So I said, if it's a bad idea, what I will do is that if I'm a prophet and a teacher, let me quickly put the prophetic office in front, assuming my life is like Ken Higgins' own. So anything I'm doing, I try to put the appropriate office in front. That's just me. So anytime things clash, I know the one I put in front. You know what I'm trying to explain there? I realize, therefore, I'm going to emphasize the fact that, listen, one of the major reasons, because I asked the question that, okay, how do I know my land of promise so that the promise can be manifested? It is simple. I remove those things that lead people away from their land of promise. Like what would have made Isaac leave the land of promise? Love. Do you hear what I said? I love a woman. And the woman said, let's go back to the land your father came from. That's why Abraham said, no, don't let that ever happen. Many of the things that human beings said are important are the reasons why people depart from their land of promise. Money must never be in front in your life. Never. Money must never be in front. When you wake up every morning, when you want to talk about money, say, money is added unto me. I pursue purpose and money is added unto me. In fact, you should write that on your wall. I pursue purpose. I pursue the will of God. I pursue righteousness. I pursue the kingdom of God. And all things, money is added unto me. Very important. When my wife and I are discussing the house, she wants to do something. You know when they started doing some of this network marketing? Let me talk about it. I'm not talking about network marketing now. I'm talking about a principle behind it. When I said network marketing, I said, listen, what are you selling? Selling grass mixed with vitamins. For how much? 10,000 naira. Is it not amaranthus that's the back of my house? Plus vitamin that they sell for 1 naira a tablet. Say, yes, the same thing, but this one. I tell my wife simply, I'm a doctor. These people are telling lies. Therefore, I will not sell it. I say, anything that only money makes me do is not the will of God. I don't know why I heard what I said. Anything that I only do because of money, that I have looked at every reason I've looked, listen, there's no job you are doing on this earth that there's nothing, there's, that you won't find something else apart from money inside. For example, the doctor is working, he earns money. It's good, isn't it? He's okay, I don't love money, I won't work again. What happened to the sick people? So you see, for the love of the sick, he has to continue working. You are teaching somewhere. Who will teach those students? So everything you do in life, there's something that you are blessing somebody with. Anything you are doing, that you've looked at everything around you, the only reason you are doing this thing is because there's money inside. It's not good. What did I say? This is another thing. Once the volume of money is the only pressure they are mounting on you to get you to join, no, it's of Satan. That's in your life, or in somebody else's life. Maybe it's not Satan. In your own life, it's a temptation. It's not the will of God. That's why one day a man was talking with me. Ah, he said, Pastor Banky, it's people like you that can move this thing. I said, is it not business? He said, yes, talk to my wife. He said, no, I've talked to your wife, but this kind of level, it's people like you that can move it. What he meant is that you are the type that know people that can drop 200K for a stupid pyramid without batting an eyelid. He now made one mistake. I was in his office. He showed me one check, 1 million. Showed me another check, 900,000. Showed me another check, 850. Another one, 1 million. He had photocopied it. That's what he used to market the thing. And said, listen, this is the kind of money I get paid. I make more money from this than I do from my job. He didn't know the more he spoke, the more he was discouraging me. Why? You are throwing money in my face. It's called temptation. What's it called? And once I can identify it, I start fighting it. If you are just, you can help people, you never can tell, you can help people. Well, I say, okay. You can help people. I say, is that so? You can preach more. Are you serious? Then I'll be looking closer. But he didn't do that. He was saying that, look at my first check, 1 million. I say, 1 million. Satan, look at my next check, 900,000. Hey, devil. You know, he didn't know what I was saying inside my mind. Bow before me and I will give you all the kingdoms of... That's all I was hearing. I tell my wife when I reach out, don't mind this guy. I know they do. I want to spoil my name. And by the way, if you're a preacher, be careful. Even some good businesses run. Not even bad one, though. If you're a preacher. If you're a preacher. What did I say? If you're a preacher. I'm talking to preachers. Even some good businesses disappear. Just for the integrity of the ministry. That's it. Just, you know, just for the integrity of the ministry. Just say, this one is good. How much more when it is bad? That day I said to myself, this man has made one terrible mistake. The only thing he's using to entice me towards that issue is money. That is the only reason I need to say no. That is, once I look, why are you doing this money? Do you believe what they are selling? I don't even know what they are selling. Do you think it will work? I don't know. But the man has shown me about four checks, heavy figures, 900,000, 800,000, 1 million. And my mother, at the end of the day, what do you do with the money? You lay foundation. You roof the house. If some people that were hurt by that process look at that house and say, it's not going to be better for you. Because of you, Hurricane Guanjuan, this one that went to Philippines. The thing we face Nigeria, do like Tomahawk missile. Avoid all your neighbors. Come to your house. Remove the roof. If God is having mercy on you, he will blow smoke while you are running away. Because if not, he will go for the foundation while you are there. Just because some people say, no, that man, he's not going to be there. Because the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. What is the point I'm making? We run away. Entering into our promised land comes naturally. If we remove the things that are distractions from our eyes, you will now discover that it is actually very easy to know that which is your promised land. Let me just drop a few lines with this, then I close. For example, you know where your gifting lies. You know the thing that gives you life when you are doing it, when you are not rewarded financially for it. you know those things. Then God has been leading you into the areas where you can prove yourself faithful. He has led you into areas where you can show. And those areas, when you are there, you're always outstanding. You have seen it. Actually, for Christians, the land of promise is very easy to identify. Let me stop here. We'll continue preaching next time. The Lord is good.